Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So, 6:42 this morning is where we're at. If you've just turned on your radios and joined us, welcome into it. Nice to have you with us. We move along now to our next feature. Now, there was a great anticipation and much excitement ahead of the inaugural Human Rights Cycle Tour that was meant to take place in March this year. But unfortunately, the plug has been pulled on this particular event. Now, this was supposed to be a first-of-its-kind concept, creating a synergy between human rights and cycling. But to share more on this and, you know, the reason behind the cancellation, joining us online, we do have one of the organizers, and that's Dr. Anwar Nagia, chairperson of the Kaf Human Rights Center as well as Palestine Museum. Assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thank you for joining us, Dr. Nagia.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sabra, and to your esteemed listeners. And thank you for hosting us.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, with regards to the Human Rights Cycle Tour that was supposedly to take place in March this year, what brings about the cancellation of this event?
Sabira, very sadly, over the past 20 months, our team has very tirelessly been negotiating with the city of Cape Town, which is the de facto organization that you must deal with. We undertook to have the first ever human rights cycle tour that responds to respect the fallen heroes of Cape Town. You as a young person would have remembered the issues around the Google 827 that were so brutally murdered by the apartheid government, the Anton Fransmans that have fought valiantly, the Trojan horse, the Sean Mahmouds, all of these comrades, friends and people that we enjoy their freedoms today. The Al-Kaf Human Rights Center and the Palestine Museum undertook to literally celebrate their lives in a very friendly and a non-violent confrontation on a human rights cycle tour that stretches 75 kilometers. For the past 20 months, frustrations, upheavals, and of course uncertainty has made us feel that this race, in fact, had to be cancelled because of the bureaucratic nature and the impediment of the city of Cape Town's officials. Now, they did start off by agreeing to a date. They did start off by agreeing to the 75 kilometers. And the only thing that we had to do over the 20 months was to tweak the particular routes. And of course, some of the routes to us was non-negotiable. The routes of Thornton Road, which allows young men and women of South Africa to understand that their freedoms, in fact, was at the benefit of these young boys that have been brutally murdered by the apartheid regime. We did not ask the city of Cape Town to support our part history. We did not ask the city of Cape Town to, in fact, give us any political support for the fallen heroes, because they probably come from a different dispensation. All we ask for is that the roads which me and you can walk on, the roads which they allow the Argus Tour to happen, the roads which they close for the jazz festival, the roads which they close for other walks and events, that a similar gesture is made to us. So we didn't spring this on the public of Cape Town. 20 months ago, after 17 humiliating denials of the route, we then couldn't take it anymore and then had to tell our sponsors who so valiantly supported us that this race is cancelled because many people have booked their tickets. Many people have, in fact, undertaken to participate not in the what they call the old Argus race, but in this race, as to not confuse the times. Now, I think, and we can only come to the conclusion, that there is a political agenda that is, in fact, denied us this right. I personally spoke to the mayor of Cape Town. He, in his office, agreed to even come to one of our activations. We personally spoke to the province, one of the ministers, and they all agreed and supported this race in principle, only to be humiliated when the mayor of Cape Town didn't pitch to the event.
Wow.
His PA phoned to say that his security make arrangements. We've done all of those. He didn't pitch up till today. No reason for this. But I think it's because of the connection that we have to the Palestinian Museum. And that, I think, was a no-no. And so the officials frustrated us. Road closures, bus closures, and, of course, help in terms of traffic management and these stuff was now denied.
Sure.
And so it left us, in fact, in a very, very difficult position. So our sponsors, in fact, are the ones that are in some way going to be disappointed that they stood and supported them.
Dr. Nani, just to clarify, in terms of, you know, the official communication between yourselves as the organizers and the city of Cape Town, what have been the reasons behind the city not wanting to give the green light to the routes that you had requested?
So the city has said to us on two occasions, and on 17 occasions, they said to us, look, can't you tweak? You know, Thornton Road might be busy. The Google Air 27 that was murdered, maybe you shouldn't go along those routes because it might offer security considerations. You know, the traffic management people, you know, we have to now pay for it ourselves because budget requirements doesn't allow them to do that. Why didn't we change the date of the race now after we told people for 20 months? This is the date which the city has accepted. This is the 75-kilometer route which the city has accepted. And not one person in the city has the courage to tell us flat in our face that they've rejected it. All they've done was to humiliate us 17 times. They don't rock for meetings.
Mm.
When they say they're coming, they don't come. The mayor doesn't pitch after he agrees to come. So this is a disgraceful behavior.
Apart from the mayor, you know, which departments are we talking about within the city?
It is obviously their planning divisions, the road closure divisions.
Mm-hmm.
And that divisions, in fact, have met with us and have not pitched to some of the meetings. So it's been very frustrating. We even hired a company, a BE company called Black, you know, under the very steward leadership of Lamise. She, in fact, met with the city, and, in fact, Nico, her assistant, has met with the city, only to be stonewalled at some occasions. And then people have said to us, no, but isn't it financial consideration? I undertook personally, me and my family, to undertake any shortfall that might, in fact, have stopped this race, because the city has denied us any payments of road closures, any payment of security personnel, any payment, which they do free for everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
And this event, in fact, brings so many people to the city of Cape Town, like the Argus, with their diminishing numbers. And we really, really are so saddened by this political interference. It's the only thing I think, unless they tell me that it's not political interference, but you can't string us up for 20 months.
Yeah.
And then a month before the time, then just go blank on us and not confirm routes and venues and time trials. And they then, in fact, leave us in the lurch. And so what we're to do the decent thing to tell our major sponsors, like Jive, who've given us money, like BusyCore, who has given us money, like Retroactive, who's given us money, independent newspapers given us time, the VOC has given us time, and, of course, Smile Radio has given us time. ITV has given us time. You know, we have worked tirelessly with a team of people that will, in fact, bring the first ever human rights cycle tour, literally in the world, which is going to be Tour d'Afrique next. The African nations were going to have a similar race, connecting with South Africa and ourselves. But listen, we don't give up. The struggle for Palestine, the struggle for human rights, is a hard-fought struggle. And there's no ways we're going to give up until, you know, we bring them to their senses politically. We will still engage the city. They are the de facto city. But they've paralyzed us now, and we're left with this humiliating situation.
Sure.
But I'm sure many of the people understand that we would not cancel for frivolous reasons, but I can't get our team to be humiliated for 17 times over 20 months and no clarity. I thank the VOC, I thank the various radios, community radio stations, and the public, and the people that were going to participate in this race, that we will meet to fight again, and we will reassemble very shortly, inshallah.
Sure, just in terms of garnering that support that you would need, you know, from the public as well, to put pressure perhaps on the city to relook at their decision, you know, you've mentioned at a future date and time, but, you know, how soon will this be? As it stands, the event has been cancelled for the 29th of March, but, you know, canned indefinitely, or when do we hope, timeline-wise,
so,
yeah?
So, one is not fixated on a time. One is fixated that March is a human rights month, which they agreed to. And you wanted to have the first ever human rights race in the month of March, which corresponds, in fact, to the atrocities and killings and celebration of the lives of those martyrs. Not only the ones of Cape Town, but everybody in Johannesburg is rioting for women's rights. Everybody in Port Elizabeth is rioting for the murder and the maiming of Matthew Goniwe and of Sparrow Mkonto. Everybody is moaning and celebrating the lives of Steve Bantubiko and so many people that have died, particularly Imam Haroon and particularly the Timals. And this was why the race is there. And I think this is why the race is being thrown out, because of what they call logistical yes. nonsense. You know, we're not going to tolerate this rubbish from them anymore.
And just,
If another date is chosen, I think it will be after Ramadan, or if our people have the energy this year and the sponsors have the tenacity to be with us, and we have to thank them, all of them, you know, to again pick up the cudgels, because we have wasted people's money, we have wasted people's time, obviously not in vain. Activation points. The whole of Cape Town was behind us. The radio stations was behind us.
And just to understand, on a final point, Dr. Nagar, you know, in terms of your sponsors and supporters, how have they reacted to this cancellation?
Firstly, before we've done this, more than a week ago already, in fact, more than 8 days, 10 days ago, we called our sponsors, we called all our teams, our committees into one room, and we put this to them immediately. We then put it to our organizing committee, the BLAC, which is an ad agency, an events management company, to try and facilitate support back from the city. We even had our own people on our committees resign because thinking that I was too hard in my response to the city, that the failures could have been on our side, you know. But yes, we introspection, we've examined that. Mm-hmm. But after we've examined that, the sponsors was fully supportive of us, were not disappointed in us, but was disappointed in the fact that they've created expectations in their businesses. And they have very generously said to us that we can, in fact, renegotiate terms with them in terms of the monies that has been paid, and we've undertaken to pay back monies, even though it's not the full amount. But we are saddened by this, and we want to thank everybody. We call upon like-minded people to talk sense in the city officials and the province. Because remember, we spoke to the highest office of the province, and they've agreed as well. I can only suspect political interference, because it's connected to the Palestinian Museum. And, of course, the human rights history has a discourse of a different history of the different political powers that's in place here. I couldn't care whether I'm popular with them. I couldn't care if they hate me. The Palestine Museum took 8 years to be built because of the frustrations of the city officials and the frustrations of people blocking this museum. So I had to make the connection that the only delay could have been that it's connected to Palestine Museum. And the Palestine Museum has very humiliatingly not mentioned the name Palestine Museum and only mention it as a human rights rape. We call upon everybody to understand and forgive us for not making that connection more loudly, but we will never have the race without vocalizing the Palestinian issue.
it's really unfortunate that you've got to be so diplomatic with these things when we know, you know, what exactly the city's political discourse is with regards to Palestine. But Dr. Nagy, you know, hard luck this time, but certainly we do hope in the future better things to come. Certainly it would have been an outstanding event, but we do pray for better days, and I'm sure something positive will come around in the next few months. But thank you for joining us.
Shukran to you, Sabra. Shukran to my committee. Shukran to all that has participated and all that will participate in the future. We salute all of them, but we will never, ever give up. We will never, ever give up. That has warned the city and the officials and everybody. We will not. We will never surrender. Wa alaikum salam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. And that was Dr. Anwar Nagy there speaking to